And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin, and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, he is back on the show, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics,
and...
Yeah, so Black Knight, why did you dump us?
Eish. I can't say
few weeks we even had the brother on.
I can't say a lot, you know. It's just the voting things have kept us away.
The voting things. What voting things?
We about the country, us.
Who's us?
Move on.
Now we're gonna start a whole show based on
the
controversy.
Just quarantine camp. And before the show, he's busy telling me that
I'm back, yo.
Is a little angel.
Oh, no.
He's so innocent. No. He's against the establishment.
We definitely
but he's
felt
horses and Ferraris
back.
And he's got houses in Romania and Dubai. Goodbye. You know what I mean?
Dubai. Goodbye.
Palestine.
Yeah, so we are back. He's back on The Political Show right here where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics. So now it's going to be spicy whether the content's spicy or not.
Yeah, even more spicy. I mean, the content's been spicy for the past few weeks.
Next thing he's going to tell us, ZANU PF is going to win the Safin. By the way, for those not in Africa, because I'm sure you don't know what I'm talking about, ZANU PF is the ruling party in Zimbabwe. And for those of you who don't know, you know, South Africa and Zimbabwe are two different countries.
Yes.
In Southern Africa.
Yes. Yeah, actually. And so there is, we're actually speaking about the South African elections again. It's been an amazing series.
So ZANU PF's not in that election, eh?
No, definitely not. It's been an amazing series. It's been a very insightful past few weeks, except we didn't speak about that last week. What did we speak about?
No, the guns.
Oh yes, we were speaking about the gun. That was a very interesting show. I went to listen to that.
Yeah, you must go
again.
Listen to it.
Yeah, it was a very interesting show.
Are you freaked out now by the gun laws?
I am. I have a family member. I'm not going to say which side of the family and which family member, but they want us to have gun laws like they have in Texas. And I kind of feel like I agree. Ish.
Yeah, because guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's what they say.
Yes. I'm joking.
How's gun laws gonna fix South Africa?
It's not, but yes. No, it's a conversation for another topic. But we are speaking about
gun laws, no gun laws.
Let's just
if
go
we
back.
We have our own version of the Second Amendment. How's that gonna fix South Africa? If we have, well, I mean, the Democrats in America wish they could have gun laws like we've got.
Yeah, they
you
do.
In an Uber. Ladies and gents, inside here, if you're in an Uber and the Uber driver has a gun in the boot, in America it's the trunk of the car, and the police stop you and they find that gun, it's on the discretion of the police as to whether you get arrested or not. And then when you're in court, it's on the discretion of the judge as to whether you're going to spend time in jail or not.
Yeah.
My word. That's the extent of the gun laws we've got in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. And we go into detail with that in the show though, last week. So you can go and listen to that show. It's quite
I'm surprised Black Knight's not arguing with us.
But this week we are going back to the elections. And there was a poll. His name is Gareth Van Onselen.
Yes.
Basically.
I think he used to be. I'm not sure if he still is from the Institute of Race Relations.
Okay.
So he's a pollster.
There was an interview between Gareth Van Onselen on State of the Nation
and Mike Shem.
And
that's a Leb, eh? Lebanese.
Is it? I did not know.
Shem is a Lebanese surname.
Interesting. And they were speaking basically titled The Real Data Behind behind the elections, 2024 elections specifically. And
well, I think we'll just give the headline.
Yeah.
That the headline was saying that the ANC is going to win the election.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that for now.
Yes. That is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be a hot show, as always, because this is the political show where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
So we are speaking about the South African elections. There was an interview that was done by State of the Nation with Garen van Onselen, and they were basically speaking about the polls, the recent polls leading up to the South African elections that will be taking place in May. So it's like in 2 months' time. It's crazy times for South Africa. These were some of the points before we go into like the deep points that kind of caught my attention. He spoke about the fact that the EFF supports fluctuates depending on how the nation feels about the ANC at that time. So when there's load shedding, the EFF support increases. When there's something that the nation's not happy with the ANC about, then the EFF support increases. So what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, to me, I see some of the polling on the EFF, and some of the guys, I mean, are claiming 15% to 19%. And I'm going to be honest, I don't see it. You know, if you'd said that in 2019, I would have believed you. Mm-hmm. Because I saw people with the EFF berets, you know, all over the place. But I don't know how many people think of going to EFF, you know, as a solution to load shedding. And I see there's a huge amount of antagonism that I experience amongst the electorate. I'm talking about the black electorate now. Over the way that EFF members will speak to, you know, all the members of parliament and things like that.
Yeah.
They come across extremely disrespectful. And I mean, just that alone, I think they've lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I also think, more and more people know that the EFF is all about the state owning all the land and all the means of production. And I believe when people understand that, they won't touch the EFF.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but if you look at the ANC, the EFF, and now Jacob Zuma's party, the Controversiesweg,
yeah,
MK, you know, all of them are socialistic sort of means of production owned by the state, you know, property owned by the state. They're all those type of parties. And the majority of the black population support those guys. But I think they don't really know what they stand for. That's my honest view. Because most black people are now entrepreneurial. I'm talking about black Africans. They're entrepreneurial. They want to own a land. They want to own a house. You know, they want to build their own business. I don't know if you see it differently, but that's how I see it. And that doesn't go with the policies of the ANC, the EFF. And, okay, we don't know what MK's policy is, so I'm assuming that.
I was actually going to bring that up as one of my points.
We don't know what MK's policies are. So we're assuming, because Jacob Zuma came out of the ANC, that it's going to be similar.
Mm.
And some of the noises he's made, it might be similar. But I'm not sure.
Mm.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Black Knight?
I think, okay, obviously when we look at the polls, that's what they say. But one thing for sure, I think it's not a matter of what load shedding and all of that changing the EFF's polling numbers. I just think that with the EFF, people are not sure about the EFF. So I think it's mostly a thing of people are just waiting for what something that's better than just the EFF or the DA itself. And obviously people are not happy with the ANC, that we know, but people are just not happy. And I think what's happening with the numbers of the EFF is, with the fluctuation you see, it's just people throughout, can I say the year or whatever, they finding a better, if I can say, a better party to vote for. I think yeah, all the ANC votes are not precisely going to go to the DA or the EFF. They're going to go to the other small parties. In fact, as we can see what the MK did, it took a lot.
Yeah. And now speaking of the MK, MK has literally come and stuck their finger in the soup type of thing, and just started stirring and things like that. It's a new party. Jacob Zuma is obviously the face of the party and all of these things. And according to the polls, they say that they are 25% in KZN, which is quite a significant amount. And that amounts for about 5%.
It's only a quarter of the voters. Why would you say that's significant?
That is very significant. Especially for the time where we are now.
I think they're
now.
Just about halving the ANC support.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and the poll I saw did say MK 24%, ANC 25%.
Is it?
But, you know, 24,
25. Doesn't really matter. It could be a point something and someone 26. Rounded off to the nearest fifth, you know? Yeah. Never know. But what's the... So that amounts for about 5% nationally. So what are your thoughts on that? Basically, seeing that the ANC... the ANC vote is on a decline, but one thing that he did mention...
Yeah, this is Dave van Onselen.
Yes.
In the interview with Mark Shem.
He did mention that I think we've underestimated the amount of supporters the ANC had. So he spoke about the fact that the MK party came in, and before MK, he would stand on the fact that ANC probably would have gotten about 50% of the votes. And then now that MK's here, has come into the picture and stuff like that, they're the ones who have disrupted the votes that the ANC has. And for him, he still thinks that they'll probably get about 40% of the votes. ANC will still get about 40% of the votes. So what are your thoughts in terms of the fact that the MK has come in? They have 25% of KZN, about 5% nationally, and probably going to increase by the time we get to May and things like that. So how
do you think MK is going to increase?
I think they will. I personally I was at school. Was it last weekend? 2 weekends ago and last weekend we had a hiking thing. We're doing some fundraising thing for Women's Month. And both times I overheard people having a conversation about the elections, and both times people spoke about the fact that they are looking towards voting for the MK party. They don't want to vote for the ANC. They don't want to vote for EFF. The one person was like, he's definitely not voting for the DA. And they're like, they spoke about the fact that MK has come into the picture and they're more inclined to vote for the MK party. But then the one person brought up the fact that they don't know what the MK stands for. So as much as he doesn't want to vote for these other parties, he's still kind of leaning towards the ANC because he doesn't know what the MK stands for, and stuff. So there is a lot of talk even amongst the younger people in terms of the MK party. So that's why I personally think that there will be some sort of an increase, maybe 6%, maybe 7%, but something towards 10%.
From the current 5%?
Yes.
Okay. So. Yeah, look, I'm not sure. It could go up. It could subside a little bit.
Okay.
You know, because MK at the moment's a bit of a new thing.
Yeah.
So they are going to get some new thing votes. That's for sure. But, you know, the new thing could subside or it could grow. In my view, the biggest problem is that there's a lack of a voice that is speaking what most people believe. As an example, there's this new Bella Bill, and using that, they want to completely dismantle people's rights in terms of their children and what they're educated with, and the state knows better and all of that sort of stuff. and they're actively pushing the transgender agenda on the children. Mm. They're actually pushing the lesbian and gay agenda on the children in the schools now. It's state sponsored, and the LGBTQ plus movement is a religious movement. I don't care what anyone says. It's not based in science. And you know, I just listened to the people who say we come from monkeys, you know, the evolutionists, now arguing for transgender, when everything physically, you know, says that you're male or female, you know, all the chemicals and everything that you look at, hormones, everything, it all says whether you're male or female. And now they're saying that you could be a man trapped in a woman's body or vice versa. So they contradict themselves. Now, which of these parties are saying anything about this? And I'm telling you, this is going to cause a huge uproar in this country. And I think it's the job of the church to blow this issue up into the mainstream of people's minds before this election. And people need to start asking these parties, where do you stand on this issue? You want to tell my little girl she's a boy. You want to tell my little boy he's a girl. Well, you know, political party, where do you stand on this issue? Because the current government is pushing this thing headlong, foot first. They don't care. The Democratic Alliance is going to push just as hard. In fact, they're probably going to push it harder. In fact, we'd probably be further down the road if the DA was in power. The EFF is going to push this thing just as much. Mm. Where does Jacob Zuma stand on this issue?
Mm.
Where does he stand? And he may not stand in the same camp. Mm. If Jacob Zuma comes out against this stuff, let me tell you something. These other guys are in trouble. But if he comes out on the same, if he comes out and he has the same stand as the ANC and the DA and the EFF, I haven't heard the IFP taking a stand against us. The only party in parliament that I've heard saying anything about this is the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party. Yeah. No one else is saying anything. Mm-hmm. Yet, the Christians are unanimous. I mean, you've got the Charismatics and the Savian Council of Churches standing together on this issue. Mm-hmm. You've got the Christians and the Sangomas, which is the African traditional religions. You know, they call them animists, whatever, believe in worshiping the ancestors, all of those sorts of things. They were the Christians. The Muslims are with the Christians. Listen, the politicians better wake up, because South Africa is a very religious country.
Yeah.
And if the African traditionalists, the Christians and the Muslims all stand up, you're talking well over 90% of the population.
Yeah.
These parties are not representative of their people.
Mm.
And so what you know, what's missing at the moment is a voice that you know, that's going to come out brutally against all of this stuff. And I'm telling you now, these guys are actively trying to undermine politicians that are going to come out against this stuff.
Mm.
They don't want these guys on because they know people are going to flock to them. Mm. And the reason why the participation polls, you know, in terms of how many people participate in elections is dropping, is because none of these guys that are in parliament, and not even some of the guys that are outside of parliament that have gotten into election, that have gotten funding from people like the Oppenheimers, none of them are fighting on this issue. All of them are coming pushing the LGBTQ plus agenda.
Mm.
And the people in this country don't want it. And I'm telling you now, anyone that stands up and makes that their number one issue on their manifesto will win the election.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to silence him. The country has to silence him. So I'm going to see where Jacob Zuma comes out on this issue, because obviously when he was the president, he supported it.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's my answer. Sorry, I was a bit boring there. I wasn't passionate at all.
What are your thoughts? And I see Pastor Gav also touched on the fact that no one really knows what MK stands for, and everyone is kind of waiting to see what they stand for. So what, going back to my first question, and also including the whole fact that nobody knows what they stand for, what their policies are, what are your thoughts on that?
I did do a little bit of research about the pollings. So they did increase, they're actually top three now. So EFF is under them since February. So
yes, Black Knight actually put a poll up on our group.
Yeah,
saying that MK is at 13%.
Yeah, it was from Bloomberg, and it's the same polling that, who's the guy speaking
just
about?
Just Bloomberg, that's anything.
No, but it's the same polling. Yeah.
Gareth van Onselen.
Yes, the guy is talking about, so it's the same polling.
What was the EFF again? None.
It's on
10.
Ten. Yes. So that's one thing you see. But I will say something though, that,
and that's nationally, yeah?
Yeah, that's nationally. But
you see, there's definitely a scenario where I could see that happening. Mm. I don't see the EFF being at 19%.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't hear people. I hear people talking about MK, like you.
Yeah.
I don't hear them talking about the EFF.
Yeah, mm. Because there's also actually a speech on, I think, December or January. I think it's December or Jan. Okay, between when Zuma was speaking about this MK stuff. He was speaking, he did speak on family and the whole thing with marriage, and because he's in KZN, that's what I thought. And hence why he didn't probably speak about the all transgender or whatever, because he knows what the KZN people stand for. So he was just talking about the whole thing with the man and the woman, and that's how. But you know, I'm only thinking about it now. He was at KZN, he's supposed to say that. If he says anything besides that, you know, obviously yeah, people, I mean, might, so it, we don't really know.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm getting to. There that a, I can't so really just, know.
There is a chance he believes it.
Yes,
because he did. We spoke about this before in 2021 when Black Knight was still on the show. You know, but the fact that the whole Zuma faction of the ANC was anti-lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay, and I mean, Zuma's children actively came out against the lockdowns.
Yeah.
And they actually came out against the vaccine,
So
which puts them ahead. Now, that in many of these respects put them ahead of even Donald Trump for me.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my take, and what they stand for. Obviously, we don't know, because he's only said snippets of stuff, so we don't really know. Hence why right now I think what a lot of people are standing on is that he's Zulu, and obviously he's from the ANC, and so he will take on Zulu beliefs and all of that. And then maybe with what Pastor Gavin said, because he's from the ANC, they'll obviously, people are under the assumption that he also believes some of the stuff.
But what happens? What's going to happen
if he goes against?
If there's a national voice, because I mean, Jacob Zuma hasn't made the big point of this. Much of what he said has been anti-ANC.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what he's standing for. But if a voice comes out that goes and gets national recognition and is in the elections, that stands squarely against all this transgenderism, all the stuff being forced in our schools and our universities, and the fact that we have to now abide by this religious dogma of this, what do you think is going to happen from a vote share point of view if a voice like that arises?
Obviously a lot of people will vote for that, but they by the people in charge will make sure that those people are not
never mind the people in charge, because somewhere along the line, you know, it's like the lockdowns.
Yeah,
I mean, the lockdown stopped because the people didn't accept it.
Yeah.
The vaccine, you know, the forced vaccine rollout, because they wanted to do it, didn't happen because the people wouldn't have accepted. In fact, even the police wouldn't have accepted it. So,
yeah. So I don't really, because also it's a big deal also for me with the ANC losing. Like, cause I also have another thing. I don't really trust the MK.
No, I'm not even talking about MK.
Oh, yes.
Because what I'm saying is, depending on what the...
If people
campaign on this issue,
yeah,
they're going to get very strong support.
Yeah, but it's just that our downfall in South Africa is the people that are not voting. There's a lot of them versus the people that are voting.
Yeah, but I believe if the church makes a massive noise about the transgender issues, that political parties are going to be forced to take a stand on it. And if political parties are forced to take a stand on it, you're going to see a massive shift in the voting landscape. Because you can't tell South Africans what to believe. They won't accept it. And what the politicians are telling South Africans, in my view, is totally against what most people want. It's totally against most people's values. Now, that's my opinion. Do you think I'm right?
Yeah, for sure. I know you're right. Because I'm against them. At home, my mom, in fact, we were we were busy speaking.
Now your mom's ANC born and bred.
Yeah, but she's very unhappy.
Her deceased husband was a leading member in the ANC.
Yeah. A very big figure in the ANC.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, he was a senior civil servant and he was deployed there by the ANC.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
and she's unhappy.
She's unhappy, and she, especially with the whole thing that we spoke about.
She's a teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's having this stuff shoved down her throat.
Yeah.
And people need to understand, this stuff's being shoved down their throat. It's the same as with what we said about the lockdowns in 2021. The media was not reporting. That was a big issue in that election. And I still believe, and we spoke about it then, we predicted beforehand that the share of the vote of the ANC, EFF and DA combined was going to drop. And it did.
And then in 2021, you were also predicting the whole fact that the government is going to go for people's pension funds. Yeah, they're already doing that. My mom is already, she's complaining. She's like, Calvin, I have to retire now. Otherwise, these guys are going to take my money. Because they already coming up with stories that we don't understand.
Now these are hardcore ANC people.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, the DA, on many of the things where people have a problem, the DA is as bad or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And the EFF is as bad or worse.
Because here is the DA wanting to call people from the US to come and check our elections because they believe the ANC.
Why
cheat.
The US?
Yeah. And then everyone is like, the US got their stuff wrong.
The US.
You calling them to come. Like, we have the best.
We've got a far better election.
Yeah,
I don't want the American elections. Yeah. Americans, your elections suck.
Everyone couldn't believe the DA.
Your elections, you guys fight to have people vote without an ID. I mean, no South African is stupid enough to accept that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, honestly, now we want you guys must now come and look at us.
The DA is going to
sort yourself out.
The DA is going to lose like drastically.
And I mean, that's
year.
White or black.
Yeah, the DA is going to lose.
I mean, so in other words, what we're saying is most South Africans believe the last American election was a fraud.
Yeah.
And we don't believe that about our election. No, if Syphons believed our election was a fraud, the country would burn down.
Yes, yeah. True. So that's what's happening now. So I don't really know where this is going to put your other parties. But I just think for now, the only parties that we're going to have are the four parties. And like, I still have a conspiracy theory that the MK can be like a sub thingy for the ANC, hence why the ANC won't lose.
I think we're running out of time, but I think Black Knight hit on something there.
Yeah.
Because that's what this Gareth Van Olsen said.
Mm.
And he was talking about, according to his polling, that the ANC, the EFF and MK together have about 62% of the vote.
Because they can all collude together and take out the DA.
And they all come out of the ANC.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice point also.
They fight big time now, but this is smashing.
That's a nice point also. So the DA can be kicked out by these two.
Yeah.
And then they all come together at the top.
But here's what I believe.
Yeah.
If a voice rises up that gets traction, and if the church makes a big issue about this transgender issue, I think it can massively change the shape of this election.
Yeah.
I mean, if honestly, I think the ANC is going to lose big votes because of this transgender thing. Everyone knows the EFF stands with that transgender thing. Everyone knows. I mean, Julius Malema with the law in Uganda, he stood there in front of the Ugandan embassy with a rainbow flag around him. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows where the EFF stands. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows where the DA stands. Mm-hmm. So if this issue and what's happening in the schools gets brought out and highlighted to people, people are going to start asking these parties, where do you stand on this issue?
Mm-hmm.
I think all of those parties, you could end up in a situation where you take the ANC, EFF and the MK will have less than 50%, and the DA could lose about 7-8% of their vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a much bigger deal than what people realize.
Yeah.
And I think this issue is going to cause people to wake up in this country.
Yeah.
I don't think the politicians now is going to eat them because they're ramming this thing through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Marxist
do you guys agree?
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Because how much the churches are complaining, the Sangomas are complaining, the Muslims are complaining, and these guys are starting to talk.
Yeah.
And there's like two months and 2 weeks before the election, because it's the 29th of May.
May, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that all these polls could be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they haven't factored this issue into their polling.
Mm. Polls are just polls.
They're talking about personalities. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. They're not talking about something that's bothering a lot of people. The same as in 2019. They did not speak about the lockdowns, which is something that was bothering a huge amount of people.
Mm. Yeah. In Mark 16 verse 5, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him."
Yeah, so looking at that, you know, I hope it's not in a political party.
Yeah.
If you're hoping for the elections to solve your problems, I mean, you know, we've got this huge issue in South Africa now with the whole transgender thing and forcing it down our kids' throats and things like that. And there's a very good chance that the will of the people in this regard is just going to be walked all over. And they're going to distract people with other stuff, you know, during the lead up to this election. And there's a chance that that tactic may work. There's a chance it may not work, but there's a chance it may work.
Mm.
And therefore, when it comes election time, people could be extremely disappointed.
Mm.
But Jesus will never disappoint you. He will never, ever disappoint you.
Mm.
And that's what I want to encourage you now, is to choose the government of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is awesome. And I want to encourage you to put your faith in him.
Mm.
I really believe that we are on the cusp of seeing some huge things in the world. And I believe we're going to see, as our church is involved in a thing called the Great Harvest, we're going to see a very great harvest of souls.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think people are desperate for it. I think the time is right. I think the fields are ripe for the harvest like never before. And I'd like to encourage any Christian in South Africa, maybe even on the African continent, there is no time like now to go out and reach people, because it is obvious you can't put any hope in the human systems that are supposed to be protecting our futures. And that's when people will say, okay, let's turn to the Lord.
Yeah.
And then when people turn to the Lord, then a dramatic change for the positive happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you, because no government in any case can solve the problem of the fact that you're going to die.
Mm.
They cannot give you hope beyond the grave. And there's only one party that can, you know, that can give you hope beyond the grave, and that's a Jesus party. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
So vote for Jesus as your leader. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you don't vote for him as your leader, which is, you know, it's election talk for believe in Jesus, your Lord and Savior, then, you know, when you face the King, you're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Amen. This has been an amazing show. There's still so much to unpack from this, but let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better and Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.